Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the University of Jamestown Athletic Director Sean Johnson joining us. And Sean, welcome to our show.
Always a pleasure to be here, Warren.
We appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule. I know lots happening up at the University of Jamestown, and one big thing coming to Jamestown and the university campus, Harold Newman Arena, is the NAIA Women's Wrestling Tournament, March 13th and 14th. And Sean, this is the second year Jamestown will be the host of this. This is a big deal. This is a big, big deal.
It is a big deal. This is the only collegiate women's wrestling tournament sanctioned by a national governing body. And that sounds like a lot of, you know, X's and O's and A, B's and C's. But Basically what it means is the NAIA sanctions this tournament. So there is no NCAA sanctioned women's wrestling tournament. There's only one, and that's this one, the NAIA Women's Wrestling Tournament. And so we're really excited about it. You know, last year we hosted, it was the very first ever invitational. Of course, we have a great program and a great coach in Shauna Kemp and unbelievable facility. But I think the thing that really makes it go is we have about 30 people on our local organizing committee from all different businesses and walks of life here in Jamestown. And not only do they make the tournament run, but they were really key in us getting the tournament in the first place, because the NAIA sent a couple of representatives out to Jamestown. It's been a couple of years ago now, and they came out here, obviously saw what we had as an institution, our infrastructure, our facility. But I think having lunch with that group of people and understanding the community support and backing, I think was really key in us not only getting it in the first place, but then getting it extended for two more years.
Yeah. And again, you can't stress enough, on a national level. So we'll have teams flying in from I believe California, just all over the state, or the U.S.
Right, all over the U.S. So 28 total teams, including the University of Jamestown, Menlo out of California. They're in Southern California. They're the defending champion. Campbellsville out of Kentucky is the number one ranked team in the country. And so there are teams from all over the country. Bruton Parkers from Georgia, Wayland Baptist from Texas. Waldorf, team that people are familiar with. And the exciting thing is next year we're going to have a GPAC Women's Wrestling Conference. Right now, not in women's wrestling, but we're in the KCAC. So we have teams that are that are GPAC teams that are going to sponsor women's wrestling. Midland already sponsors it. They have a very strong team. And Hastings is going to start a team next year. And actually, one of our recent graduates, Kara Ramica, who actually wrestled in the national championship match last year, she's their new coach, so we're hoping she comes up next weekend, and excited that that program's going to be started and going to be started by one of our alums.
Yeah, that is awesome. Again, Sean Johnson, University of Jamestown Athletic Director right now on Let's Talk About It. We are discussing the NAIA Women's Wrestling Tournament coming to Jamestown. Again, that national tournament, several teams flying in, and just the boost this brings to Jamestown, and just to be like that national location for something like this, Sean, I know that's really exciting. Not just for the university, but for Jamestown as a whole.
Really, the goal for me when we were able to get this tournament was I want this to be the home for NAIA women's wrestling, not just for a year, not just for 2 or 3 years, but for 30, 40 years.
People
like you
know
see,
it's the home.
Exactly. Yeah. Like you see in NAIA baseball, everybody knows it's Lewiston, Idaho. NAIA women's basketball and women's volleyball, Sioux City, Iowa. We want the home for NAIA women's wrestling to be right here in Jamestown. And women's and girls' wrestling is growing like crazy. If you just Google girls high school wrestling, it's amazing how many states every year are adding that as a sport. I think North Dakota, I feel confident that the next sport that they'll sponsor will be girls wrestling. And when that happens, I think it's really going to take off in our state. We've already got one of our wrestlers, from the Bismarck area, who's Sierra Talmadge, who's, you know, a very good wrestler. She finished runner up in the KCAC tournament. You know, she'll be competing at nationals. So this sport is growing nationally, and I think it'll grow in the area as well.
Yeah, well, we're excited about it. So, Sean, let's walk through a little bit of the day here again, both days, March 13th and 14th. Where can we get tickets, and what can people expect when they walk through the doors?
So it's very reasonable. We have four sessions, two sessions on Friday, two sessions on Saturday. Each session, it's only $5 to get in. If you want to buy a tournament pass, that's just $15. Both sessions in the morning start at 10 a.m. Both sessions on Friday and Saturday start at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
So Saturday is kind of Saturday night at 7 o'clock. That's when the championship matches start in each weight class. And really one of the highlights this year that is only going to happen every 4 years is that everybody that is the champion in their weight class will get an automatic bid to the United States Olympic team trials at Penn State University in early April. In fact, Shauna Kemp, we are so fortunate to have her as our coach. She's an outstanding wrestler. She's a great coach. She's a tremendous role model, not only for our wrestlers, but I think for all young women. You know, she's got a young growing family. She takes her whole family on the road with her. It's amazing what she does. She is actually already qualified for the Olympic team trials. So now we're hoping that one of her young ladies on her team can do that. Agatha Andrews is the number one ranked wrestler at 191 pounds going into the tournament. And she's from a small Yupik village in Alaska. She is a tremendous story, a great young lady, and somebody that's really, I think, symbolizes what our program's all about. And we have other many outstanding wrestlers. So not only do we want to win a championship, but we want to see some of our young ladies get a chance to go to the Olympic trials.
Awesome. So I'll ask you one more question here, Sean. And I don't think I've ever asked this question before about any event ever before. How can the community best help this event grow? How can we best do that? Obviously by going to this event, but what can Jamestown as a whole do to support this event when it comes to Jamestown?
I think the number one thing is come to the event. You know, last year we survived what I would call the snow apocalypse. If you remembered last year, we had 3 feet of snow and 80 mile an hour winds 2 days before the event. And we had to totally change the event and make it into 1 day instead of 2 days. And we got great help from the city and the community so people could actually get here. I mean, we had a team that was stuck in the Denver airport literally for 2 entire days, and everybody was waiting for the highways to open. It was nuts. And our community, Coach Camp, our institution, the whole city did such a great job to make it happen that we were able to get the bid back for the next 2 years. So to me, the big thing is those wrestlers, they want to see people in the stands. And if you're not a big fan of wrestling or don't know much about it, this is freestyle wrestling. So a lot of time on the feet, a lot of action. I think it is very exciting. Hopefully you hear and see commercials and you can kind of see some of the video and see what it's about. It's a great event with world-class competitors, you know, and that we don't get to say that very often in Jamestown. World-class competitors coming to Jamestown, young ladies that might be competing in the Olympics later this year in Tokyo. So that's what it's really all about. Come out and check it out. It's very reasonable. Elementary school kids 14 years and under get in for free. So it's about as affordable as you can imagine. And it is a great show. We put on a really good show, especially Saturday night. There'll be pyrotechnics and music, and it'll be really exciting. And the action on the mat is second to none. So if you want to do something that really helps put Jamestown in the spotlight, come to the event this March 14th and 15th at Harold Newman Arena.
Definitely. Very good. One more question, Sean. Where do we get tickets? Where do we go to?
Yeah, so we don't sell tickets in advance. So if you just come out to the event, I should say March 13th and 14th, Friday and Saturday night. Okay. Ticket booth is open. It'll be open an hour before competition begins. We have plenty of people to sell tickets. Again, it's just $5 per session, $15 for a tournament pass, and it'll be the best money you've spent this year.
Beautiful. Support the event. Support the university to support this thing. We want to see it here for multiple years, like Sean said. And Sean, thanks so much for taking some time.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Warren.